right, here we go. I'm ready to get started. Glad to have you here. Today, I'm going to start off with a bit of a discussion about something that I just don't have time to talk about in class. And in class, really, most people are not ready to talk about that yet. And it's going to be dealing successfully with multiple emotions, with multiple ISEs. So the official name of this is Volume 2, Success with Multiple ISEs. Okay, so sometimes what happens in session is you'll find that as you're doing an age regression, things go very simply, very easily. And I'm just going to scroll down here and talk about these things on our outline. So the first thing on my outline is you should suspect that multiple ISEs exist in the following circumstances. When more than one primary feeling is uncovered during the age regression session, then you will begin to suspect that perhaps an ISC is not the only ISC. There may be more than two. What we want to remember is that when more than one primary feeling is uncovered during an age regression, we got to begin to suspect that there's more than one ISC. Now, I very carefully used the phrase primary feeling. In my book, The Secret Language of Feelings, I discuss primary feelings, secondary feelings, and tertiary feelings. And I'm very careful in this sentence to talk about their number one in the first of the outline. When more than one primary feeling is uncovered during an age regression, you want to suspect that there's more than one ISC. So let me go in that just a little bit more, in a little bit more detail. I might have a client that comes in for depression. And then I bring up the feeling of depression and I take her back. And then I might find that during following the same affect bridge back, that what she's now experiencing is frustration. See? And then I will follow that feeling back further, and now the feeling might be fear. Fear was the only primary feeling that was disclosed in the age regression because the frustration is secondary to the fear and the depression is tertiary to the fear. So those two feelings, frustration and depression, all have the same ISC as the primary feeling. Here's an important note. Only primary feelings have ISEs. Ah, that's right. Only primary feelings have ISEs. Frustration, remember, frustration comes from what you're doing isn't working. So, what you're doing isn't working with regard to trying to deal with the primary feeling. So whatever started the primary feeling, that discomfort, that uncomfortable or painful emotion, is what? The feeling that you're trying to fix that's leading to frustration. So frustration and the primary feeling, in this example fear, all have the same ISE. And the tertiary feeling of depression, well, that comes from when? When the frustration becomes so painful that you just want to shut down and you don't want to try anymore. So the depression and the frustration and the primary feeling all come from the same ISE. That's why I don't say you want to suspect that there is multiple ISEs when there's more than one feeling. We want to suspect that there's more than one ISE when there's more than one primary feeling. I'm going to go ahead and take a little bit of a break in case someone's got a question about what we've covered so far.